This is a poem in multiple parts, and each part has multiple sections. Part one is called Rahway. Like highways standing too long used and untouched. One, the crunch of gravel under my tires. The announcing jingle of backdoor bells. When I came in, the two women looked down into an old kind of silence and said, "Hello." I felt clumsy about my existence before them. This woman who could see through, but not into me. This woman who must see my face to know that I breathe. These women, suddenly awkward in their love, placed me between them like a bundling board. Sitting like wood in front of this fire, I feel such things grow as they die, expanding. And I know that we share this knowledge and know nothing of what comes before and nothing of the nothing that comes after. Two. Yes, I think sometimes that you wish to die and I'll watch you, but leave me alone until I've shut my eyes. What shall we do after we have driven each other away? At the stake of identity, what shall we do when we know ourselves through an empty, burning cry? You'll curl into a blanket, into a chair, smoking cigarettes and reading diaries. I'll learn to choose not to be there. Empty pain is the price of our knowledge. Outside the window over the fireplace hangs a feeder. I watch the birds come to eat, you watch the flame. We have different fantasies, but the feeling is the same. You look at the bird, I stare into the flame. We're cross-eyed from our vision. When we're together, ecstatic electricity shorts out our veins. Our imagination drowns the bird in the flames. Three. The ghosts make noise in the cold that drifts through these rooms, trying to latch on to a soul. This painting, made on the front wall by the door, screams like the call of someone desperate to be remembered. The neatness of this center room is like tombstone. Here, where objects have been handled for so long that they speak, reflecting, but unable to give you the ease of things, comfortable with their place. Where there are no noises, there are shadows, moving through the silence that has made them. When we've burned our senses away for being too much of us, what will we want to feel? After we've learned that we've learned the illusions of color, where shall we want to look? In the numbness that has not survived, but has given the appearance of surviving, our underlying tension, she came towards me with a swollen smile, breath filled with liquor and a lover I was not again. Four. For nights, with a map of the world hung over my bed next to empty bookshelves, listening to this house constantly running water, I stayed as you left me and was at my best unconscious. The afternoon empty and distracted walking to the flooding river by the muddy paths the river rats had left. An impersonal message is worse than nothing. Once you made a wire noose and placed it over our door. Once I stopped pacing, I collapsed. When the mix of the scents makes you make for a new bed, and the mix of the men helps you find a new home, will you lace up your smile for someone's face? You laugh and tell me, you'll always leave a trace for me to find.